Welcome to the Washington Church Toledo podcast. Together, we are learning to encourage one another to walk with God through cultivating a personal relationship with Jesus the Christ. This podcast consists of recordings from our Sunday morning worship services and other teaching events that you are more than welcome to come join us live at.
Thank you, kids, for your help. And now moving on, we'd like to encourage everyone to open their Bibles and join us Matthew chapter 20.
The parables of the workers in the vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out, found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go work in my vineyard."
All right, our first takeaway through verse 7 is the idea that there's always work to be done in the kingdom of heaven. In this parable, the landowner goes back and forth, bringing more and more people back to his vineyard to work. He does this because he wants his vines to grow and produce more grapes, which then turn into wine. It's the same idea with us, God's people. We have more work to do. We are to go out, bring more people into God's light so that this cycle can continue. Just like Jesus tells us in John 15, saying, "I am the vine and you are the branches." We are the branches reaching out to others, showing them God's goodness. There's still much work to be done in the kingdom of heaven, and God is calling us to do more. What is that more that God is calling to you in your life? And now moving on to verse 8. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "Those who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have bore the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
Our second takeaway is that God's compassion is different from humans' compassion. God says, "Didn't you agree to work for a denarius?" This signifies God allows us to come and join his kingdom, comfort and compassion, no matter where we are in our lives or our spiritual journey, or even if we view ourselves as unworthy of his compassion. Those who were hired first grumbled and complained at the fact that God, the landowner, paid each worker the same, no matter the hours they put in. This signifies God's compassion is different from the man's compassion in the story. Also, God, the landowner, rounded up the men, beginning with the last men working to get paid and the first men working to get paid last. God was very aware that the people were going to groan and complain about the unfair treatment, but instead, he gave everyone equal. But the truth simply is, everyone is allowed to come into the vineyard and live in God's kingdom no matter their judgment. This signifies that we can live in God's kingdom no matter the human compassion that we call fair. How we use an example on this. It is easy to say, but it's not easy to do. I assume most people here work, and for your work, you receive money. Imagine you and your coworker work different hours. You work 10 hours, and she does half of those, 5. And when you receive your money, both of you get the same. Most people would find that insane and unfair. But for the most important part, I simply encourage you to change your perspective of compassion if it looks like the man's compassion in the parable. We are all loved and deserving of God's compassion, no matter where we are on our spiritual journey. God's unconditional love for us exceeds all boundaries of our understanding.
Our last main point is that God meets us where we are at. How would you meet another person where they are at? Maybe trying to connect with that person, listen, learn, seek to understand more about that person. This is exactly what Jesus is telling us in this parable. The landowner goes up to the workers asking to come work for him. He's understanding their needs and connecting with their desires. In verse 6 through 7, the landowner asks, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." In this interaction with the last group of workers, Jesus is showing us that these men have been waiting there all day and no one has hired them. I believe this symbolizes the so-called rejects of society. Maybe the people that are different, continually sin, or strayed away from God. But Jesus is showing us that even those people are being invited into the kingdom. God doesn't judge or care about your mistakes, mishaps, or shortcomings. He invites us with open arms to be with him as long as we trust and submit to God's will for us. Just like these workers that have been passed up all day, God will meet you where you are at and invites us to follow him.
This is what I want you to leave with, Washington. There is still plenty of work to do in the kingdom. The compassion of God is different from the compassion of man. And most importantly, God will meet you where you are at.
Thanks for listening. If you're looking for a way to get plugged into what we're doing, email us at office@washingtonchurch.org or go to our website, washingtonchurch.org.